You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
And it is MLB.com Extras, the Cincinnati Reds edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Mark Sheldon. And Mark, we are bumping right up on the draft. It's it's a Monday afternoon as you and I chat here. The Reds, 7 games under .500. And, week to week, we get the sense that they might still be in it for a wild card type thing, or they might be ready to fold the tent. In any case, it seems like the type of year where there's maybe a little more interest than usual in the draft, even though, you're always talking years out. But the Reds might have their eye on the same guy everybody else has their eye on, which is that best available player, from what I understand.
That's been their MO the last several years. They certainly, as I'm sure other people have told you for other teams, you can't draft for the need of what's going on with the club right now. Obviously, the team would love to add some pitching or add a bat based on what's going on with the club right now, but you just can't do that. You have to go with what's best available, what fits the needs years from now, perhaps. So it's we'll see what happens. There is a kid locally here that a lot of Cincinnati residents will be looking to see if he can fall down to the Reds, Andrew Benintendi. But he's probably more of a top 10 pick, and the Reds pick 11. So some stars have to align for that to happen.
Yeah. And while we kind of joke about that best available player or top athletic guy available, the Reds have at least tipped their hand a little bit in that they would lean a little toward pitching. Am I right?
They have in some years, but a couple of years ago they took an outfielder in the first round in Irvin, and they do like power pitchers, and they have not necessarily made it a conscious effort to get those kind of guys, but last year they got Nick Howard, who was more of a reliever, and they've made him into a starter. A couple of years ago they got in a later of the first round, they got, of course, Michael Lorenzen, who was a college closer and an outfielder, and they saw him as a starting pitcher, and of course he's now in the major league. So they do have a kind of a liking of these guys that can throw really hard, power pitchers, 95 to 98 miles an hour, and they identify them as future starters sometimes, and if that doesn't work out, they could always go to the bullpen, and that's been kind of an MO they've had not only just drafting, but also some of their, out internationally, which is something they did with Raisel Iglesias as well.
Lord knows they couldn't get somebody to the bullpen fast enough these days, and the draft isn't going to necessarily help that, but they are making some moves. I see Jumbo Diaz has been optioned back to AAA Louisville. It just seems like that bullpen continues to be a bit of an Achilles heel.
It really has been. Right now, especially last week, we talked, and they were on the heels of a sweep at Washington, and they were going to Philadelphia with such high hopes. The Phillies were struggling, and really, looking back, they should have swept the Phillies, and they should have taken 2 out of 3 from the Padres. But in a lot of those games, it was the bullpen not coming through. They got 2 walk-offs in Philadelphia against them. They had a game lost against San Diego on Saturday, and 2 of those leads were 4-run leads, and they couldn't hold it. So it wasn't just Jumbo Diaz who was struggling. He was one of the guys struggling the most. But, Tony Cingrani, after some nice outings, has kind of slipped back, and he, of course, gave up the game-tying grand slam on Saturday and kind of got chewed out on the mound a little bit for not showing the best conviction on the next batter when he walked Will Middlebrook. So it's been tough for the bullpen, and they're still working their way through it.
Yeah, bullpen losses, if you will, those are the toughest to endure. I mean, it's just there's a mentality or there's a psychological effect that comes when guys blow leads, and nobody's immune to the hurt or the frustration, and certainly Brian Price has shown that he's not immune to it. It looked like he just sort of had enough on Saturday.
He was very irritated. They had a 6-1 lead, and then a 7-3 lead in the seventh. And he didn't like the fact that before they even got to the bullpen, I think he felt that there was some letting up off the gas a little bit. That they didn't take advantage of some of the opportunities they had in the middle innings to tack on some more runs and make it more of a sure thing. And then he really lost it with Cingrani. He gave up the grand slam, and that part he says he can live with. That was a good at bat. That was a long at bat, and it just Alonso had a great hit. He did a good job. He did what he was supposed to do. But what happened next was the walk to Will Middlebrooks, and he didn't feel like Cingrani was really into it there, and he stormed out. Cingrani tried to offer him the ball, which he didn't want. He thought that Cingrani was kind of looking over his shoulder to get taken out of the game, and he didn't like that. And then, of course, when he went back in after the third out, he let the entire bench have it because he really thought that they just weren't fired up as much as they needed to be, and he wanted them to be fully committed to trying to win that game again. And he lost, you know, he got angry, which is what happens sometimes. And now they move on. They won Sunday, and now they have the Phillies again and Cole Hamels today.
It just seems like it's been such an up and down year for this team. I mean, we're not that far into it, but man, it's like literally last week you and I were talking about, hey, if they can continue to string together some good series, it's a team that could, you know, maybe consider themselves in a wild card hunt and play for that the rest of the way. Now this week you have Brian Price, with his I guess exhibition of disappointment on Saturday, and the team not playing as well, and now some roster moves and the continuing struggles with the bullpen, and you start to wonder, geez, seven games under, are we talking about the trade deadline next and who they may move? It just seems like it pivots so quickly back and forth this year with this team.
Yeah, that's true. It's been that kind of year. They really haven't had a winning streak of more than four games, which was one of them was last week and one was the first week of the season, and they haven't had that real big extended spark that could bring the mood up and bring just kind of the expectation to win every game. And that's been frustrating for them. They haven't been able to get over the hump. But it's still early enough that you don't have to necessarily worry about the trade deadline yet. Although I did bring it up to a couple guys, Joey Votto and Jay Bruce, and there's certainly an awareness that it is lingering out there. And certain things don't happen between now and early July, they may have to look at moving some guys, and that's they're only aware it's the business of baseball. But they also know they can't put added pressure on themselves to win games solely to keep Johnny Cueto or Mike Leake from getting traded.
Yeah. Devin Mesoraco is going to start a rehab assignment now, and which is good news. I mean, that's definitely good news. But from what I'm reading, it sounds like he's not going to do a lot of catching, right? I mean, he's going to be playing in the outfield?
He's not going to do any catching. He's not going to catch the rest of the year at all. But what he is going to do is try to play left field. And it's something that they feel that if he can do that and contribute, that they would like to get some value out of the season. Like you said, with the wild card being an option, even though things aren't going well right now, they want to have every chance they can to try to go after that. And they feel like if he's in the lineup every day and he can play a satisfactory enough left field, that they would do that. But there's still some hurdles to cross. He's going to do about a minimum of three or four games to see how that goes with AAA Louisville. Obviously, if there's no injury, then he can maybe either get some more games down there or come up to the major league and start contributing. They feel pretty convinced that the pain that he felt in his hip was never repeated doing anything other than catching. Like when he would squat, that's when he would have the pain, but they've not been able to repeat that pain or soreness from running, from hitting, from doing anything else. And so far in his early outfield work with the coaches, with Billy Hatcher and Jim Riggleman, there hasn't been any trouble. So they're going to keep moving forward with this. And now there's even the possibility after a second opinion, he may not even need the surgery. So, that would be good news for him. It still remains to be seen. But if he does need the surgery, they think they can do it after the season and then come into 2016 ready to catch again.
Yeah, interesting. That would be quite the journey back. And like you say, I mean, if they can salvage a couple of months and get used out of that bat and playing in left field, especially now with Marlon Byrd hurt, at least for the moment, that'd be a little bit of a boost. Well, Mark, I know it's the big night of the draft. You got a lot to cover, a lot to keep up with. We always appreciate the time, and we'll look forward to some good news next week.
All right, thanks.
All right, Mark Sheldon, MLB.com Extras, the Cincinnati Reds edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.